This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Mexican authorities have recaptured the notorious drug cartel kingpin known as El Chapo. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto announced Joaquin Guzman's capture in a brief announcement in Spanish on Twitter Friday. He said, "Mission accomplished, we have him." A Mexican official told the Associated Press Guzman was arrested after a shootout with Mexican Marines in Sinaloa, Guzman's home state. The notorious drug kingpin had escaped from a maximum security prison in July by using a 1.5-kilometer-long underground tunnel dug in secret from his cell to a nearby village. The escape was a major embarrassment to President Peña Nieto, who had been praised for his administration's aggressive push against Mexico's top drug lords. The Sinaloa cartel controls most of the border crossings for illegal drugs between Mexico and the United States. U.S. officials have arrested two refugees from Iraq on terrorism charges, but it does not appear that they were planning any attacks in the United States. Als Mohammed Yunus Al-Jayab was arrested Thursday in Sacramento, California. He's charged with making false statements involving international terrorism. Omar Faraj Saeed Al-Hardan was arrested in Houston, Texas. He is accused of attempting to provide material support, including training and expert advice and assistance to the Islamic State group, according to a federal indictment. Both men were Palestinians from Iraq who have been in the United States for several years. For more on these stories, visit our website. This is VOA News. A gunman claiming to have pledged allegiance to the Islamic State terror group ambushed a Philadelphia police officer as he sat in his marked car Thursday night. Police Commissioner Richard Ross says that 33-year-old Officer Jesse Hartnett was struck three times in the left arm but managed to fire back and hit the 30-year-old assailant, who was later captured.
This male fired several shots at close range, striking Hartnett in the left arm three times. Despite being seriously injured, Hartnett exited his patrol car and chased the male. He returned fire and was able to strike the male, who was later apprehended by other officers.
U.S. authorities have been on high alert following Islamic State-linked attacks in recent months in Paris, France, and San Bernardino, California. Authorities say the suspect in the Thursday shooting claimed to have carried out the incident in the name of the Islamic State. Belgian investigators have found the fingerprint of Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam in an apartment in Brussels. As Lisa Bryant reports from Paris, authorities also found possible suicide belts and traces of explosives similar to those used in November's attacks that left 130 people dead.
Federal prosecutors in Belgium say police discovered the items in a raid of a Brussels apartment last month. Salah Abdeslam, whose fingerprint was found there, is believed to have played a key logistical role in November's attacks here. His brother Brahim was among the suicide bombers who died in the shooting and bombing attacks around Paris that killed and injured nearly 500 people.
C'est la confirmation de ce qu'on savait. Les attentats ont été préparés à Bruxelles, ils ont été planifiés à Bruxelles.
Terrorism analyst Claude Moniquet told French TV that the findings confirmed what experts have concluded, that the Islamist attacks were prepared and planned in Brussels, although they were likely organized in Syria. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
U.S. President Barack Obama has vetoed legislation that would have repealed major portions of his signature domestic achievement, the Affordable Care Act. It also sought to end roughly $450 million in yearly federal funding for Planned Parenthood. The bill was widely seen as a test of the Republican Congress's ability to get it passed ahead of U.S. elections later this year, when the presidency, all House seats, and one-third of the Senate will be up for grabs. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 292,000 jobs in December, a sign of growing strength in the world's largest economy. The U.S. Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at 5%. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.